Sunday morning. This is 9/20/20. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is Taking God at His Word. I'm going to start in Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. When Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Peter was saying, But Lord, I've toiled and toiled and toiled and toiled. You ever do that? I've toiled and toiled and toiled over this thing. Does it sound familiar? Toil and toil and toil and toil. Wouldn't it be easier to just take God at His word? Think about that. Wouldn't it just be easier to take God at His word? And every time you thought about it, you thought how done it is already. It's not hard. It's just a mindset change. Instead of thinking the problem, letting the devil take you down a road of what you're missing or what you don't have or what might could happen. See, these are scare tactics. Fake news. Fake news. Now listen to me. This is simple. This is not rocket science. Wouldn't it just be easier to take him at his word? Like the centurion we read about in the teaching. Just speak the word only, my servant will be healed. And just refuse to believe it, whatever comes. Just refuse to believe it. Just say, when that bad fake news comes, you just go, I'm healed. All is well. You know what I see that? I see Daniel's son going, here comes the devil with his lies. You've had the punch all along. He wants Mr. Miyagi to let him punch. He wears him down finally. He starts coming at him and he finds out just how much he's got. He knows. He's learned to sand the floor and wash the car and do all this stuff. Every punch he did, he countered it. That's what you have to do. Instead of toil and toil and toil and toil, and the toil comes from keeping those things that aren't lovely, those things that aren't of good report. I believe I said these words this week. If the tactic is working, that's why it continues. If the tactic no longer works, it will no longer come. All right. Let's look at a couple more scriptures. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Matthew 6:31 says, take no thought saying. He doesn't mean God's thoughts, he means devil's thoughts. Don't take that thought. And ye shall know the truth shall make you free. Now you know why the devil always brings the fake news. He is the thief and he wants to steal your blessing, your answer away from you. He certainly does not want to lose control over your mind. Remember Wednesday evening's teaching about how the whole world became enslaved to the other master, Satan, by his propaganda. It is anti-God. It is the same in individual lives as it is in the nation, in the world. He has no other agenda. Whether he's doing it personally to you or corporately to us as a nation. Okay. Go to Mark chapter 4. How is the devil going to act when he brings his lies to you and you go, thou hast turned my mourning into dancing for me? He's going to go, they've lost their mind. No, they've changed their mind. For the better. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then that, then after the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. I'm going to break this down. Carter Love Version. This man rested. Because he took God at his word. He slept. He wasn't up off and on all night agitated. He went on business as usual. As far as he was concerned, he had planted the seed and the harvest was soon to be there, so he didn't give it any thought. He didn't give any thought about it. He was totally carefree. He acted like it was already done. Years ago, in some older teachings on television, the Lord gave me an example to help me while I was waiting to help me rest. He brought me back to the memory of this when I used to buy things from the catalog store. You went to the catalog store and ordered the item you wanted. Then what would you do? You would tell your friends that you just ordered new drapes or whatever, and you were all excited and you were just waiting for the catalog store to call you and let you know that your drapes were in. The whole time you're waiting, you're picturing in your mind how the drapes were going to look. Well, we seem to get a hold of this when it comes to material things, but it is the same with things coming from the realm of faith. It calls those things that be not as though they are, right? Everything that you will ever need in God is in seed form. God's word is the seed. As you wait on it, and call it, it grows until it is mature, and then you have harvest. There is not a seed that will not meet your need. When you plant flower seeds, you wait for them to come up, and you get to enjoy the mature seed. Once planted, it becomes real. It is in process, though. As far as God is concerned, the catalog store is the faith realm. Once they receive your order, your seed is sown. They consider it done, and the processing of your order begins. You have already received your guarantee. 2 Corinthians 1:20. All God's promises are what? Yes. Yes and amen. So why is there delays? Okay, we're going to look over to Hebrews 4. Just like, you know, Danny's been buying these Lego cars. You order that thing and you tell everybody about it. Because you know it's coming. You're going to receive it. Same thing. You treat the answer, the end product, you treat it like it's already here, already done. Well, when I get it, I'm going to put it right there. Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some enter must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day. See, they believed the lie over what had already been done. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. It is labor. It is labor for when the negative comes, you countering it with joy or countering it with, no, all's well. It's already done. You have to work at it. Let us, therefore, labor, therefore, to enter into his rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, what was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, when we come, we have to say, we believe we've received. We try to partake of the end product while the process is going on. Also, we have an enemy after that precious seed. See, that's why he brings the negative. After the seed is sown and you're waiting for your order from JCPenney or whoever, you're waiting for your order to get here. All right, one more scripture, Mark. Chapter 4, 14. The sower soweth the word. Okay, I place my order. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. They lost your order. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a little time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. They get down in the mouth. They're not going to send it. They send it back on her. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. In other words, they're so bombarded by other things that they've lost sight completely of what's already been promised and said it's on its way. All they can see is a bad report. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. They're just like Daniel's son, finally realizing, I've been wanting to punch, and I've had the ability, the punch in me the whole time. I just had to be challenged. Let's take God at His word. The seed has a guarantee that it will produce what you call it to be. But we must rest and guard the seed to keep the pest out and let the full process be completed.